an ocean grabbing right around the whole coast of Ireland, especially the Donegal coast, where we have a bival fishery, we have a crab fishery, where a lot of our onshore boats fish right along the coast, right down to Mayo. But up in the Donegal area, we have bivalve boats and the two locks, Loch Swilly, Loch Foyle. We have the wind farm, we have a grid system that's going to come through our fishing grounds, where there's exclusion zones, the environmental damage it could do to the fishery, the infrastructure of what they're putting up. You'll not be allowed to be fishing in them areas. So there's large concerns with all the inshore fishermen at the meeting, they united and felt that they've been dragged along with at the last minute to meeting consultation. We're supposed to be through a consultation with the National Onshore Fisheries Forum. We feel our voice has not been heard. We've been held to the last minute onto this legislation. The only way we can voice our opinion is through this forum.
Now, what the applicants are saying is that, you know, this is a preliminary consultation. There's a lot more to come, and that they're saying they're reaching out to you at a very early stage so that you can be involved in those discussions from a very early stage. You don't necessarily seem to be accepting that.
That's not the case at all. That's not the case at all. This, even what they're doing and what they're going to be doing, I had the experience on the Irish Sea last year fishing prawns, and a lot of the fishing boats had where they were obstructing them, and where they're engaging on their fishing grounds. This has gone through their fishing grounds. This is their livelihoods. This has gone through their fishing grounds. The coastal communities, all the fishing communities around the coast are all concerned about it. But we're concerned here in the northwest of what they're doing. This is an ongoing thing. This is where we have lack of quota. Our crab fishery is sustainable. We have a good sustainable onshore herring fishery. We have other things we don't know. The science of what these offshore ones will do. We know that there's a serious problem in other places with these windmills. And they're talking about floating windmills. It's not up at the fore yet. We were at a meeting in Killybegs there on Monday, and only it was a consultation with the departments and business people and all. But we felt as fishermen that were gathered up at the last minute to go to that meeting and sit down around tables with other people, maybe possibly stakeholders and business people, that they were unaware, a lot of them at our tables were unaware, that the impact is going to have on the inshore fisheries and the coastal communities. We won't accept, listen, there's a big promotion for tourism and to sell away. I've seen this in Cumbria. When the coal mine went down in Cumbria, they developed Cumbria into a big tourist area. Now they're back looking to open the coal mines because the windmills doesn't make it for molten steel. Like, we're going to throw the baby out in the dishwater here.
You don't then, from what you're saying, you don't believe that a wind energy development on the northwest coast and the fisher community can live together and can work together. You believe it's essentially one or the other.
A lot of people will have to leave it. Be honest, a lot of people will have to leave it because where they have proposed that site, there's fishermen from Malin Head, Oris, Leenan, up on that site, and then from it's like a close peg coming into the grid line, coming into Loch Foyle, and coming into Loch Swilly. It's going to affect the shellfishmen inside. And you can't have a place where there's boatmen running havoc around their fishing grounds and to protect the grid lines, the whole onshore fishers from Donegal would need to come and need to sit down with the council, with everybody else, and get this sorted out. Because there's fishermen there sitting on a double-edged sword here in Inishowen that have mic in their houses. They're getting a double tsunami here at the moment. Their communities are getting a double tsunami here at the moment. And they feel that they're being sold out. This is the norm for years here. We're losing quotas. We're being pressurised on what we can fish and all the rest while our waters are full of fish.